Raisin Brand is a podcast made for video professionals, marketing managers, top-notch designers, and ambitious minds, helping your business grow one topic at a time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand podcast. I'm Keegan O'Connell, an intern at Pixel Labs here for the video production. Today, I'm with Jenna Wilson, the newly hired video producer at Pixel Labs. So today, we're just going to be talking about careers in video and how to get started, some aspects of video production careers. So I guess getting started, we're going to be asking, how'd you get started or interested in a career in video?
So I actually started, I grew up dancing my whole life. And around middle school, I realized the need of like cutting music since dance routines are longer than most songs are. And so I taught myself how to cut music. And then when I got into high school, then it got more complicated cutting music, like mixing things together for football games and stuff like that. And then once I was in college, then I started exploring different options that University of Northern Iowa had. And I found digital media production. So then that's what I switched my major to and graduated with.
Yeah. So did you like know right away that was video production like the thing that you want to do, or was it originally like audio?
No. So I went to school to be a teacher originally. Oh, okay. And then realized that I did not want to do that. And so then when I took a step back, I was like, oh, I really enjoy doing all that audio stuff. What if I did it with videos? And then started looking into that and really enjoyed that.
So you went to school for it, but how did you actually first get into an actual career, like internships or any jobs or stuff like that, freelancing?
Mm-hmm. So my last year of college, you have to have an internship to graduate. Mm-hmm. And so I did it with a media production company in Cedar Falls and did stuff with their business, and then also did some live broadcasting stuff through ESPN for UNI. So different basketball games, softball games, and then stuff with their production company as well, and got a lot of hands-on experience, and then built connections, which is what led me to working here, was those connections that I had built.
So how old were you when you were interning for ESPN?
23.
Yeah. So, okay. You started when you were 23, you didn't start when you were, like, younger than that?
Well, I just did my internship this last semester.
Oh, okay.
I graduated in May, so yeah. I did my internship in January mm-hmm. through May.
Yeah, so like there's so many great places to find your way in, like mm-hmm. especially in Waterloo area, CF, like Blackhawk County, because there is the Career Center.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in high school, you can take video production one, audio production, graphic design, all in, you know, like a junior right. or sophomore year. And just go to the Career Center. So, like, that's what I did, like, my senior year. I just went and did video production, and then I interned there. So I was interning when I was still a senior in high school, so I got a lot of, like, good tips and tricks just from that before I even actually went to college to, like, learn about it. So, mm-hmm. like, there's tons of things around here that you, like, wouldn't think right. they were, but, like, yeah. there's a ton of things that you can find to
do. When I was looking for internships, there were so many different yeah. options.
Yeah.
It just is, like, what you think would fit best for you.
And especially at Hawkeye, they always let you know when there's an internship coming mm-hmm. up. Like, KWWL had an internship, and they brought the guys in and talked about it. Pixel Labs, they were talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest thing.
I first heard of Pixel Labs through one of my classes when I first got into the major. It was like video production one, and they were like, let's take you to a place to see what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us to the old Pixel Labs studio, and mm-hmm. that's the first time like I met Zach. He didn't meet me yet, but I got to see.
You didn't remember him.
Yeah. I mean, it was in a whole class, but I got to see like what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's just funny that it came full circle.
Yeah.
I ended up here at the end.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like the day-to-day is the same, or is it, you know, no. different every single time?
It's so different, which is what I like. I mean, we can go running around video shoot to video shoot, or just have one long one, or it could be meetings with clients, emails, planning, script writing, or editing.
Yeah.
And it can be one of those things or a mix of all of them, which I think makes it so much more fun.
Yeah.
And makes it not feel like work.
Yeah, even if there's two projects that are in the same department, as in like, a restaurant and like a, just mm-hmm. a restaurant in general. You could have two restaurants that both want a video, but those right. two videos could be like completely different just because of, you know, what the atmosphere or the vibe you're trying to convey or the story with these different places. And that's like something I really think is pretty cool that mm-hmm. anything can be unique if you make it to be, you know.
And I think that's the fun part of working with like a production company versus a specific company is having that variety of clients and the variety of things that you do. And it makes you just learn different things and create a wider variety mm-hmm. of stuff, which I find really enjoyable.
Do you think the biggest part of video production or just a career in video is definitely like knowing people and marketing yourself and getting your name out there?
Yes. And that's something I feel like a lot of people, and it sounds like you have known you want to do this for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people start out way younger than I did. Uh-huh. And that's something that I definitely was nervous about and struggled with. But with the internships and just like, especially in the Cedar Falls, Waterloo community, like, it's so easy to make contact with people and make good impressions. And then one person knows another person and they might need someone for this or someone for that. And there's so many different things you can just jump into and try. Even like someone's doing a video shoot, they need an extra hand. Mm-hmm. You can do that for a Saturday and yep. then that's a connection. And that's mm-hmm. so great.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of short filmmakers mm-hmm. in Iowa and like they will ask for help because, you know, they're all independently funded. So like you just, even if you don't want to do a narrative story, mm-hmm. like if you want to do commercials, you want to do documentaries, whatever it may be, it doesn't have to automatically be that. It's still really good to go and learn how to do, you know, lighting, cinematography, stuff like that. Even just keeping a continuity and some things, it really helps.
Right.
Is this your first job in video production?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Besides the internship, yeah.
Besides the internship. So you did one internship mm-hmm. and then this. So it's not really like too late to start ever.
No,
like it's probably
never.
Not. Yeah. I actually, at Hawkeye, I have people who are probably in their 50s mm-hmm. doing what I'm, same degree, digital mass media. They have kids who are probably older than me and they're doing it and they take all the notes they can and they learn it.
I think as long as you're willing to learn, and it is something too, it's pretty easy to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But just learning from them and always becoming just like one step better, yeah. I feel like is huge.
Yeah. I also think it's a really cool career because if you don't want to, you really don't have to go to school for it. I mean, you
right.
can learn it all on YouTube because the guys on YouTube are doing mm-hmm. it exactly, or just doing it yourself, like just going out and filming whatever it may be at the time.
Right.
And just learning about composition and lighting and color grading and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. it all.
You can read a textbook as much as you want, yeah. but just doing it helps even more.
Is there anything that you, like, weren't expecting when you started a video career?
I guess I feel like in school I was kind of, I don't know if I was told or if I just assumed wrong that it was more focused. Like, you would just be doing, and maybe we just all kind of assigned ourselves roles in our classes. Like, these people like to write scripts and these people like to do the, run the camera and these people like to edit. But you really can do it all. And that's something I kind of wish I would have focused more time on.
Yeah, that's more like a Hollywood productions. Like, you're not going to have a screenwriter work, mm-hmm. you know, the lighting. It's but in an industry like this where, you know, your title is a video producer, you're not one thing. I mean,
right.
you pretty much do everything related to video. Like, you will write a script or mm-hmm. you'll light, you'll color grade, you'll be the cinematographer, you'll be the director, you'll do pretty much everything. Do you think that, like, have you got any cool, you know, even though it's a very local company and you doing local things, have you had any really like cool experiences or things that you never thought you would experience? people you've met? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I'm still just getting started, but I feel like even just such a, the wide variety of people, like from nonprofits to dance studios to banks to restaurants, like there's so many just, yeah, the scope of people I've really enjoyed all the different projects for.
Yeah. Like, one time, me and Zach, who's the CEO of Pixel Labs, we went to this, it was for a, it was just a pop-up thing, and we were supposed to go there for a Congolese, woman's event, and it turned into us sitting through an entire Congolese mass, which was not spoken in English, so we were just sitting there, just watching it, and I was like, well, if I never would have taken this internship, this is something I would have never experienced ever, you know? So there's, like, places that it will take you, even if it's, like, you know, there's demographics that you will meet or people or events you get to see. Yeah. I mean, I never thought I was going to sit through a three-hour dance recital three times, but, you know, I did, so.
And it gets you to appreciate, like, the diversity and stuff that we even have around us.
Yeah. Yeah, so a career in video is probably very much about marketing and, you know, getting your name out there, meeting people, knowing people. Even if there's not something that comes around right away, it's definitely good to have your name in someone's, you know, head. Because there could be a time where they do need you, you know. So it's always good to just market yourself. I think that's a big part of being a videographer, is really market yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, like, just going over some of the major, you know, things we talked about on how to get your foot in the door, you know, going in, it's like, market yourself and practice. You really, like, get a camera in your hand, no matter, like, what it is. Go to school if you feel like it. Like, I went to school because I wanted to get equipment that I could not buy.
Right.
And so I go to a two-year just Hawkeye, and then I can just, you know, get all the things I need there. So.
And that's something I feel like, something I'm glad I did was when I was choosing electives, I would choose similar things that weren't quite video production. So, like, I took a couple semesters learning how to do websites. I don't need to know that information, but knowing that has helped. That's where I first learned about style guides and people having specific fonts and colors. I don't know if I would have learned that without taking those classes and just doing different, all design and video and, like, all of those kind of things meld together very easily. And while, like, here we have a specific person for each of them, it is nice, like, there is a lot of overlap. And so I think that having the opportunity to learn some of that other stuff as well is a reason that I'm glad I went to college. If I hadn't, maybe I would have gotten things started sooner, but, like, I'm fine with that too. And I did build connections through professors and through faculty and even classmates. You never know who if your kid you're sitting next to is going to go make this award-winning film and need your help. Like,
Or it's just like, if you say you want to make YouTube videos, but you don't have the knowledge to do it, but you get, you know, you do an internship at a place that makes commercials or something, that's still skills that you get to learn. So I think that's a pretty big thing with, you know, just doing it is really big.
And you said, like, equipment, having access to that through school is very nice. And that's the same thing too with building connections and friends, is I may have this and you may have that. How can we work together?
Yeah. And I think it's the career in video is, like, a very broad one. It's a lot of people do it that you wouldn't think of as videographers, but what they are doing is videography, you know, or editing or whatever it may be. So,
and that's something like before I started my internship. So I ran cameras at basketball games. When my family has basketball on the TV, I never thought about the person who's behind it going, okay, they're on this side of the court. Okay, I need to get that player's reaction shot, like that hero shot. And so now, like, there's so many production jobs out there in different types of work. And so it's like you can really do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that pretty much wraps it up. And thank you for listening to the Raisin Brand podcast. And we will see you next time.
Raisin Brand is a podcast made for video professionals, marketing managers, top-notch designers, and ambitious minds, helping your business grow one topic at a time.